About 9 years ago, I really first heard the archival recordings, and it was then I kind of discovered this other type of music and this other type of voice. And I was completely captivated by the songs themselves, but also by the idea of who these people were that sung and why they sung. And first had this great, you know, yearning to commit these songs to memory. I had to kind of learn as many songs as possible. And then actually realized that I wanted to find out more about these people and who they were and why they sung. And I think that's what led me to trying to seek out voices who still sing today.
Sam Lee is an English award-winning folk singer who's been described by critics as one of the most pioneering voices in the British folk scene today. As well as releasing two albums to date, Sam also promotes folk music through a group of musicians and enthusiasts called The Nest Collective, and he puts on gigs the length and breadth of Britain. But at the heart of it all is Sam's love for not only the music, but for gathering the music, reimagining it, and preserving it.
As you welcome on stage, Mr. Sam Lee.
As we learned last summer, when he came to Dublin to perform for the very first time, Sam Lee is a song collector.
Thank you, Julian.
Sam, you're here in the capacity of as a musician, as a singer, but you're also here in Dublin as a song collector.
Yeah.
So just tell us, what exactly is a song collector in the 21st century?
Well, I mean, I could kind of describe my day to you, because today I started off as a song collector and going out around Dublin searching for people who sing the old songs, some of the last keepers of the old traditional repertoire. But for me, it's the my search is particularly, well, in this country, amongst the Irish traveller community and the elders who have memory of the time when there was campfire singing, the sharing of the old songs, passed down from generation to generation, not learnt from records and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I work mostly with the Irish travellers, English gypsies and Scots travellers. You know, it's a community that I feel very much needs to be shown more respect and interest and the songs you're about to hear tonight are really, for me, the most powerful way of drawing positive attention to the music, to the culture, to the language, to that ancient way that has been passed down, and in many ways for people that have kept alive our indigenous culture when our settled people have long forgotten it.
Was in a wild wood, and the pinks and wild roses all around us they stood, and you pulled off your apron, sheltered me Johnny, what has altered your mind? And oh, the color of amber is my love's hair, and his two blue eyes they enticed me, and his ruby lips they be soft and fine for many's the time they were pressed to mine. Oh, I'll go a-fishing in yonder's brook, and I'll catch my love with a line and a hook, and if he loves me Johnny,
love of all womankind, and you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from the wind. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? Oh, I wish, but it's all in vain. Apples thus ripe, but they soon get rotten. A young man's heart, it soon grows cold. What care I for the world of pleasure? All I want is an honest young.
In a park near a leafy suburb in Dublin, you can sometimes, if you're very lucky, spot a grey heron. When I visited the park with Sam Lee during his very first trip to Dublin, Sam suddenly spotted it, only a few feet away, and the bird was completely ignoring our presence. The English singer was completely enraptured by the bird, and when I asked why, it turns out that Sam has always been close to these birds.
As a 13, 14-year-old, camping, I remember being around the campfire one evening, and there was a great singing. We were singing a wonderful song together, and I was just feeling like something really special and ancient was happening. And as it did, this enormous heron came flying down the valley, so low above the fire, and you know, it would have been able to hear us singing. And I just remember the heron didn't blink about the fact there was a fire and there was a huge racket coming from us. That was a real kind of message from the natural world, kind of saying that what was happening here was peaceful.
Since that first encounter with the grey heron, Sam has been seeing the bird all of his life.
So many moments where the natural world kind of came up to rescue me or to tell me something. And that's what I look for within the travellers as well. There are people who've grown up outdoors and they have that, you know, you can feel it within them, they've got that connection. It's still very strong.
Sam grew up in a Jewish family in the northwest of London. And before he found music and song collecting, he studied fine art in Chelsea, but he also went on to learn and eventually teach bushcraft skills, that's living off the land. Add to this some further studies in anthropology and even a stint as a burlesque dancer. And you've got a very colourful, a very creative and distinct path that Sam Lee was on before he eventually found music.
All these things, although they seem like massively varied things, are all about making something from nothing and learning about cultures and the ingenuity of culture to invent and create art with absolutely nothing, that resourcefulness. And that's why folk music kind of tapped into my love of ancient culture, indigenous communities, creativity, music, performance, and a sort of vulnerability, exposure to the real self. And I think that was, it was suddenly, wow, this was it. This was everything that I've been passionate about in a song.
Sam Lee first discovered folk music when he was 25 years old, and he became completely consumed by it, but in particular by Traveller and Roma Gypsy songs. For his debut album, Ground of Its Own, Sam spent 6 years immersing himself in this folk music, studying collections and libraries, learning how to collect songs, how to sing them, as well as delving deep into the stories and the lore of a people he feels very connected with.
Why is that that idea of heritage, of belonging, that you find sometimes in traveller songs. Why is that so important to you personally?
I come from a travelling community myself, come from a Jewish family, wandering tribes ourselves, and I think it means more to me than it does to many others, maybe even in my family. It's one of those ones that I question, but sometimes, what am I going to learn? It's what I love, it's what I'm drawn to, this thread of connection from now to then.
Yon flock of sheep, 100 must I own, but 2 or 3 I'll grant them a tale. My more love muggy, gan she can send for the gang with me.
When was that moment that you first encountered old traveller folk songs? And I suppose even old folk songs maybe in general.
Well, I'd obviously heard on recordings. I'd gone and sought out the recordings from Peter Kennedy, who became a bit of a mentor for me for a little while at the end of his life. But it was really only until I met Stanley Robertson, the Scottish traveller, who became my teacher for the last 4 years of his life.
My more love muggy, then she can send
that I encountered somebody who was so deeply connected to the songs on a very kind of, on a very unique and spiritual level, that they were integral to his identity of himself, his community, the traveller, the Scottish Traveller Society, and a sense of ancestry and lineage. That was really the first time I understood what really singing and being a singer was about. Before that, it was just getting up and having a nice song, and they were lovely, but he really helped connect me to the art of singing and the responsibility of being a singer.
I darna gie te herd yer sheep high in yon heathery hill.
Nearly every weekend for 4 years, Sam would travel all the way from London to Aberdeenshire in Scotland, a journey of around 500 miles, just to spend time with Stanley Robertson, learning and singing his collection of Scottish traveller songs. The two grew very close, and so much so that when Stanley passed away in 2009, he named Sam his musical next of kin, the Keeper of the Lore.
Ships at sea, 100 must I owe.
Sam has been preserving these songs ever since by reimagining them in a contemporary way, like this song, Morlock Maggie, being sung here by Stanley Robertson, but which Sam Lee has reimagined in his own unique way.
Morlock Maggie, can she can send for the gang with me? The gee can send love. I done a gee. Te herd yer sheep high in yon heathery hills.
And do you see, love, yon ships at sea? 100 must I own, but 2 or 3. I'll grant them all to my more love Maggie, if she consents for to gang with me. Give consent, love, I dare not give, to herd your sheep and your cows high on yon heathery hill. And I'll grant them all to my more
she consents for to guide with me. If she consents for to guide with me.
We know a little bit about where Sam has come from. Let's explore where he's going to. The first step in Sam's collecting trip in Dublin starts in a place that Sam has always wanted to visit, but he's never had the time. It's the Irish Traditional Music Archive.
One of the feelings I get when I'm in a room like this is that there's like this kind of distillation of patchwork of cultures. The shelves here, in the walls, in the ceiling. And that's a very powerful thing to have, that kind of essence of the culture here.
Sam has come here to the Irish Traditional Music Archive to meet up with the director of the archive, Grace Torland, who originally hails from Inishowen in County Donegal, an island filled with singers.
I think it creates a kind of an atmosphere the minute you walk in, but we are the largest collection in the world of material relating to Irish traditional music.
There was a squire lived in this town. He was a man of a high renown. He had a daughter, she was a beauty bright, and the name he called her was his heart's delight.
And my head, songs just have as much image in them as they have words. So they represent feelings, emotions, the loss, the life, the awfulness of being separated. So for me, they have a different voice.
For 50 miles he sent her away, for to deprive her of a wedding day. That goes on. It's a lovely, lovely song.
There are plenty of well-documented song collectors from the 20th century here in Ireland. People like Seamus Ennis, the renowned Ireland piper who worked with the Irish Folklore Commission collecting songs in the 1940s. Or Tom Munley, who also collected songs from the Irish Traveller singers in the 60s and 70s. First on his own, but later with the Department of Irish Folklore in UCD. Sam, however, is more interested in learning from Grace about the recent song collectors in Dublin. People who just go out completely by themselves and record.
Inspiration, nothing unto me appeared. I thought of kings and
we launched
and
just last month the Goaling Song Project, and that's collectors who've been at for the last 30 years at a singers club in Dublin, and a great passing of, you know, singers coming in and out of the country. So you had people who go every single week and have just sat there with their tape recorder and recorded it. They didn't do it professionally, they didn't do it for money, they didn't do it for any other reason than just making a record.
Why did he keep going back far more?
There are people like Tom Davis. Unfortunately, he died, last year. But Tom was known as the person who was always up the front with the microphone, at every single event. So his collection, he has a wealth of material. We're waiting to see where that'll go, what will happen to that and where it comes. So there's people like him. Frank Hart, the singer from Dublin.
A complete awkward strangers.
He collected as well. But Frank had a very different idea of collecting. He was sometimes only looking for an extra verse of something. So he only recorded the verse and that stopped. So you've got people who've, different agendas with it. So, all those sort of things are going on. But it takes somebody to go and knock on the door and do the actual thing.
Together, I will share with you a parting glove.
So I think that's the tradition that you're absolutely sitting in the middle of.
The issues that I'm finding as well.
The exact same thing. It takes time. It takes to be able to, it's not even appreciate, it's to recognise how important, if you don't catch that singer and the time at that, you may never, they're not going to exist. They're written out of history. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just hate the idea of people's lives being lost to posterity, whatever, yeah. if the collector doesn't go out there.
While the job of the song collector is difficult and challenging, Sam Lee isn't alone on this trip. Joining the British folk singer is someone very special. In fact, Sam has actually wanted to go on the road with this particular singer for a very long time. And for the first time, here in Ireland, he's delighted to be joined by the traveller, singer and historian, Thomas McCarthy. Thomas originally hails from Birr in County Offaly, but now lives in London.
Do you know that fighting song? Morrissey and the Russian sailor. Oh, a barefaced fight.
No.
Do you not know that one?
Never even heard that one.
Did you
know? No.
It's a great song. Do you want to hear it?
Go on, yeah.
It's a long song now. But... Oh, my gallant Irishman, wherever you may be, I hope you'll pay attention, come listen to me. I'll tell you about a battle took place the other day, oh, between a Russian sailor and Johnny Morrissey. 'Twas in Terra del Fuego, South America. The Russian challenged Morrissey, those words to him did say, I hear you are a fighting.
I like to sing the old songs that are not known, or songs that are not sung anymore.
Who was it that taught you some of these songs?
Well, they all come from my family, most of them. And the McCarthys, they were great people. My grandfather and his three brothers and his sister were wonderful singers, you know, and their father was a wonderful singer, a little man called Honest Tom McCarthy. He was a great singer, you know, so they had a wealth of music and song from that side of it as well.
Our Paddy's land, the laurel I still wear.
I mean, yourself and Sammy, you've got this amazing thing of music bringing the pair of you together, and you're about to embark on this little adventure, I suppose, together. It's the first time you've ever kind of gone song collecting together. So, I mean, how did you end up with this fella?
Ah, sure, Sam, I was invited to a singing club, and Sam turned up, and I could see him. I knew he was highly interested. The ears were cocked out. And he introduced himself and said he loves the old travelling songs. And I was amazed to come across a young man, a young Englishman, and he's to be admired and respected for his hard work. He's done an awful lot of hard work. These songs would have died with the people.
Oh, up to the 11th round.
No, I'm after getting it wrong. I haven't sang it in a long time. It's a great song, though.
Believe me, that is a good song, yeah.
I'm not going to finish there now. Hold on.
You're not giving up.
Oh, up to the 22nd round, 'twas fall about, and this made that foreign tyrant to keep a sharp lookout.
I think when I first met Thomas, there was a kind of instant recognition that there was an ally here, because what I do is I try and keep alive these old songs, try and find out who's still singing them. Generally, as Thomas says, people on their last legs. Meeting Thomas was a great relief because it was a young man, relatively, who was interested, exceptionally smart and intelligent, and somebody who's as adept in a traveller site as he is in central London, you know, talking with academics, and can traverse from world to world really brilliantly. We just love the songs. We love singing them, we love hearing them, we love listening, and we love celebrating the traditions.
Who came from Templemore.
Come on,
there's more to that old song.
Sam has learned a lot from Thomas and from all of the travellers he's met in Britain. They're not only the spark for this young folk singer to go out there and start collecting songs, but they're also the flame that grows within him to keep these songs alive and to share them with new audiences. Here's Sam Lee sharing just one such song in his debut Dublin performance last summer, recorded in front of a rapt audience at Dublin's Grand Social venue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to sing a song I learnt from Mary Delaney. Mary Delaney lived for much of her life in London, and she lived in a site underneath the A40 flyover, which is in Shepherd's Bush, which is basically the motorway that comes into central London and a road that I use often, and you can see the site still there. And she was an incredible singer and raised 13 children, and she was completely blind, which is quite an amazing feat. This is one of her songs called Phoenix Island. For me, I think the reason why this song is sung so often is because it speaks of that subjugation, that kind of society around telling you to live another way, you know, be like us. And it's about cultural survival, this. So I think when it's sung with that kind of the fight to live the life that you've been born into.
Oh,
The British folk singer and song collector Sam Lee has an incredible challenge before him. He has 2 days to, first of all, find all of the traveller communities here in Dublin. Then he needs to find the elderly singers within those communities. And finally, he'll have to try and coax songs out of these singers. Songs that they haven't sang, possibly for decades. Fortunately, Sam isn't alone on this quest. He's brought a friend with him, the traveller historian and singer Thomas McCarthy, who doesn't waste any time in introducing Sam to his young cousin, Jack Delaney.
Hello, Jack.
It's fine.
Hello, it's me. Well, you know when you're about three stops away?
Who's coming over here now, Thomas?
He's a distant young cousin. His name is Jack Delaney, and he does his own songs and sings the old songs as well. So he has a unique song. It is a song in our language.
No, you say that in your own language, that's in Gaelic, is it?
Yeah.
So this is kind of an unusual situation in that the language hasn't really been recorded before, has it?
Little snippets have been recorded. Mm. Tom Munley recorded one man that sang a travelling song, but this one is a unique song.
This is the first time that Jack Delaney and Thomas McCarthy have managed to catch up for a very long time. And there's great respect as well as warmth between the two singers.
Because he's
like the Justin Bieber of the travel world, you know?
Well, you're afraid of me, really. He's joking now.
His grandmother's Delaney too, so...
All travelling people are like that, you see what I mean?
Alright, this is I got this from the Keenans, right? Yeah, I got this from Kathleen and Mary, right? This is their grandfather sang this. I've seen a recording of the grandfather. This is an old I looked it up, it's an old English song, but the lyrics are totally different apart from just a couple. So it's likely this is what a version that, you know, this no one's ever heard before, probably, you know what I mean? Right, so it's called Charming Willie.
I sure where were you all the day, Billy boy, Billy boy. I sure where were you all the day, Charming Willie. I was looking far away for the comfort in my life. And I'm young and I will not leave my mommy. Would you drive a motor car, Billy boy, Billy boy? Would you drive a motor car, Charming Willie?
Say your voice seems to carry it quite far, you know. And do you know what I put it down to? Because there was a time when I had no equipment at all, yeah. And I was on the streets, on Grafton Street, places like that, and I have to carry it right across the whole place. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that comes from the time when the travelling people had been in the fairs,
yeah,
and they'd have to be heard over all the noise.
Yeah, think that's about it. Yeah, yeah.
All
that's
the
it.
Animals and the people, hundreds and hundreds of people talking, and you have to turn your volume up to drown them out. You're really able to do it yourself. Charming Willie, I would wear a pair of brogues for to run right through the bogs. And I'm young and I will not leave my mommy.
Okay. I just thought of it. It's a nice lively song, isn't it?
It's a great song.
Do you want to hear the other song?
Yeah, I'll do that for you now.
Yeah.
Could you introduce it for us, Jack, as well?
Sure. Well, this song is called Lashon Gatna, written by myself. It's about time spent on the road and also a message for the new generation of travel people and children. Right, it's called Lashon Gatna, or Lashon Gali as well, depending on how people pronounce it, you know?
Will Gretti me Lister Tom and Grags, Grags and Asha and Stud Grassano. Amor yes least eslim sky, Bashidos Gretti Mila Mishlo. Minkla Gradam Munias Yog Form Will,
Rack oaken clock, my leads the brassy. Start hems to need just working for their jeals. So plain exshelks this will chagrin. Start folly tom need just sony and glow.
Can I ask what would be your hopes to happen to that song?
What I want to see before I die, I want to see the traveller community going into a direction that is going to lead to strength and life rather than the way I perceive it going now. Yeah. Right, I see it going into very shallow ways. We've got enough of our culture still intact to save it and perhaps be the underneath, you know, be able to be the backbone of a new culture or of a new future that we have for travellers. Because I think those things are essential, yeah. You know, they're so important.
Milk and mink yours, granny stash the mink yours task. Sick or poet stash, nidges a keeper rack. My jail tarrel stash, cockle in a tab. Nabby get all zooblin for no middleless charp. Though a mink your will, nidges lost for a keeper. But trebly a gal, you negum will shat a mishly. And will grass the rock, nyok tand ripa, for gockle a lash o Linux Missouni. Rock Chris Glock wit start to soak and moon ya, get us mishly past the lima jeel sha. Nijes mishly to cauldron, grab a reg a jeel sha. Scop lurks and Sony, me lash o and galia.
Brilliant, Jack. No, that's beautiful. Yuck.
Think it sounds better,
Sprint.
Yeah?
No, I just to hear the difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
You have a powerful voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
In my idol.
No, did you think you'd hear that, lads? No, be honest.
I couldn't think of anything.
I didn't think I was going to hear it. Brilliant, Jack.
I think one of the things that we are striving to do so much and why we've the website we've made of what we're trying to reach is a sense of revaluing of this material. But also it goes hand in hand with people like yourself who are creating new songs that can be anthems for a new generation.
Yeah.
Actually, if they see someone like you who's young and gifted and successful doing it, they're going to go, I want to learn that song.
It does transfer over, yeah.
My Justin Bieber crown has been took off.
Yeah. Out with the old
Thomas. Out with the old and in with the new.
After meeting Jack Delaney, it's clear that the songs he sings, whether new or old, are in good hands, and they won't be forgotten anytime soon. But as the clock ticks down for our song collectors, Sam Lee and Thomas McCarthy are both eager to get on the road and find the traveller songs that are in danger of being forgotten. But they're not always that easy to find.
You know, they don't call it song hunting for nothing. It's, you know, you go on a trail, and you sniff, and you know a lead will appear and follow your instinct. And it's really exciting because literally we've done U-turns on motorways, sort of thing.
Okay, so we're driving through a housing estate here on the north side of Dublin. Sam is driving in the car, and where exactly are we going to, Sam?
We're trying to find the site in Finglas.
Traveller site.
Traveller site, yeah, where a lot of the families live. But we have no idea where it is. And when we're there, it's a bit of an unknown.
We get a tip that there's a halting site in Finglas where Sam might find elderly singers who sing the old fireside songs. But the problem is, we don't really have a clue where it is in Finglas. And neither, it seems, does anyone else.
How are you doing?
Hey there. The Traveller site. Do you know where that is?
I don't. There's one. The nearest one I know is way down. It's down the west. What you want to do is go back out here. Take a left, another left, straight down all the way.
Okay.
Straight down. You get to the... You go through many satellites. You go through.
You know, when out collecting in this sort of way, where the cold calling, it's not always obvious where to go, so you're often looking in between houses but through hedgerows to catch a glint of the caravans if you're looking for a site or a site entrance where the community might be.
Forget him.
Which way?
So they're that way.
out. But she said just here, the one we passed by.
In the end, we drive until we find ourselves rattling down an old, bumpy, dusty road in Ballymun. We've got one eye on the road and the other peering into the fields to see if we can spot any caravans. Eventually, we spot one where Sam stops the car by the side of the road. He gets out and speaks to the couple living inside.
Hey there. Yeah, good.
Sam asks us to stay in the car, but later on in the concert in Dublin, I ask him about those first early tentative steps, possibly the most important ones of all.
How do you get past the front door? Because, I mean, you arrive, say, at a halting site and you knock on the door. You know, there's this tall English gentleman who just starts to introduce himself. I mean, what exactly do you say to people?
It's a very private community and, you know, for them this is very personal music, and you know, having an outsider come in and pay interest, it's like, you know, there's that often that question of, you know, what do you want with it? What's, are you trying to make money out of it? For me, it's about trying to convince that I come out of respect and great love of the music and the issue that it's being forgotten. I record the songs, I put them online for the Song Collectors Collective, which is an online archive, and the idea for me is about the repatriation of it back to the community, so they most importantly, they have access to the song, so when that generation have passed on, the culture does not disappear with them.
When Sam Lee, our intrepid song collector, gets back into the car, we're out of luck. The only Irish traveller who sang the old fireside songs passed away the summer before. Undeterred, Sam continues to drive along the road, determined to keep searching. We eventually end up in the sight of a group of young, proud travellers who welcome us into their house and are keen to introduce us to another young, talented singer, Martin Collins.
My home's the road, no fixed abode. I must travel till I die.
When I was a kid there, I was actually brought up with Irish music all of my life, like, you know. This fella here, he was a tin whistler. The brother gone out the door, he was a banjo player. The other brother gone down around the corner, he was just actually in the house. He was a box player.
In the house, musicians.
I must travel till I die.
Martin learned a lot of his songs from his late uncle, Johnny Collins, who used to write his own songs and poetry that were proudly shown.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's all of his songs and poems there. Like.
Wow.
But again, these aren't quite the songs that Sam Lee is looking for, as they're relatively new. To hear those old songs, the ones that go back hundreds of years, Sam has to find an elderly singer whose memory stretches right back. But while the two song collectors come away empty-handed, these trips are also important for inspiring the next generation of travellers to take pride in these songs.
I mean, I don't know how many do you think you're after taping?
Well, on the website we've got about 14-15 people, but then there are lots of other people that we've recorded. We haven't had the time yet to get them
up. To put them up.
Yeah. But we've got nearly 1,000 songs. You know, some of them have never been recorded, you know, as well, yeah.
No, that's for our people.
Yeah.
Do you know, because as I said to you earlier, that's like, not all settled people, but some settled people think that we're good for nothing.
Exactly. They're no good for nothing.
That we were never any good for nothing. We were the dirt of Ireland. I just think, hold on a minute, we contributed an awful lot to history, was brought round through song.
Exactly, yeah.
Singing it and learning about it and singing it, you know.
It's a positive kind of side of it. The travellers are usually known for the negative.
It's interesting for other travelling people to learn.
And poverty and the blue tarot.
Well done. Well done. It's a hard song to think of.
Starting up the car again, we push on with our search. And after calling into 3 different halting sites, we finally managed to find an elderly traveller who might just have the songs we're looking for.
Daddy! There, look.
This is Francie, who introduces us to his father, Charlie, a small, wiry, tough-looking man in his 80s.
Yeah, the band had one for a minute.
And whose wife only passed away a few months earlier.
Years ago. All you hear was those songs years ago.
Yeah.
You only hear none of the new songs.
Did you say you knew Barbara Allen?
No. Wife knows it.
Wife knows it, yeah.
By all accounts, Charlie's wife was the singer in the family. But Charlie himself has a few songs of his own, even though Sam has heard this song many times before. It's called Willie Leonard.
Our young Willie proudly slipped off.
I don't think we can measure or record or truly understand what it means for a person of that age to firstly be listened to and in quite that way, but also have that opportunity to express something that's so important. And he sang Willie Leonard, and he sang it three times for us.
Yeah.
And when we asked him why is that one so important, it turns out his song that's about a young man drowning, his brother, he's drowned.
He had a 16-year-old brother who was drowned in the lake. So the song was very significant to him. It was part of him.
On the day of worldly stirring was a sad, lonely sight. He was 24 young men and them all dressed in white. Fare you well to Willie Leonard. And the man walked away. I've heard the right person. That's a good song. I've heard the right person sing. But I can't sing it.
The which? The what song? The right.
I've had the right person sing. You're doing a good job.
Beautiful.
Good job.
One of the greatest challenges for Sam Lee is that when he's collecting songs from an elderly person, it's trying to coax the song or story or memory out of a person while still not pushing too hard. It's a skill that's becoming more and more important, as he reveals on stage in Dublin.
Having gone on the road with you for one day in particular, it really brings home, you know, that it's not just the songs, but the singers themselves are really disappearing. Do you feel that you're like in a race against time to try and find the person who has those songs that you can record?
Yeah, I mean, it's very dangerous making kind of big statements like that. You know, Cecil Sharp, the English collector in 1890s, was saying, you know, one more cold winter and we'll lose all the old singers. But I do believe that we may have about 7 years, 8 years left where many of the singers that have got that repertoire and have learnt in the old way are still around. But I'm not nostalgic about that or sad about that. You know, it's about the now and who's there and working in the present. And also for the importance for those elderly people about having that moment where they are being listened to, because often they don't want to be heard singing the old songs. Nobody's interested, so they've been silenced in some ways. Prompted and imagined and revived for them is a very, sometimes very emotional experience.
What's that song, Cod Liver Oil or something? Remember I was singing?
Cod Liver Oil, yeah.
You know that song, do you? You know that, yeah?
Which one? Dear Doctor John. Huh? Dear Doctor John,
I don't know what
to call
right or not. Oh, dear
Doctor,
cute and your song, what your cod liver oil is so cute and so strong. I looked at my house, is it like a big shop, and a cover from bomb to real old top. Ah, tell me those years ago, I don't know them now. Never get them.
The day before starting our very first song collecting trip here in Dublin, Sam and I spotted a grey heron in a park in Dublin. It's a bird that's come to mean great fortune for Sam any time that the singer goes collecting. But so far, we haven't met with one singer yet who might have the repertoire of old fireside songs that we're keen to hear. Sitting in the car, waiting outside another halting site, it's another dead end. It appears Sam's grey heron has flown the coop.
See the wings? Look underneath. Watch this fella, look how he comes out.
Wow.
Buzzard, yeah? Honey buzzard, look underneath.
Straightway to his
his comrade's bedroom window to go.
You see, so you were singing it now kind of up.
Yeah, it was a bit high.
A traveller sings it out.
How do you mean?
Flatten out.
Molly Collins was chatting with friends in the Traveller Community Centre Pavey Point when Sam happened to call in search of more leads. When Sam said that he was in search of singers like Molly, a singer who he had only previously seen online performing in a traditional singers club in Navan, his jaw dropped when he discovered that she was actually in the very next room.
The only way to get me to sing is when you don't ask me to sing.
Sam is very eager to hear Molly's collection of songs, but first, he's got to win her over by singing a few himself.
There was another man there, and it wasn't too... It's an owl song, as you sing around the fire as well. There was a lady in her father's garden.
There being a lady in her father's garden.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, I've learned many singers. Oh, it's beautiful. Is that the same one?
That's the same one.
A gentleman, he came passing by, and he said, oh, Do you sing it?
I used to sing that.
Oh. Billy, would you give us a little glimpse of it?
There was a lady in her father's garden. Gentleman, he was passing by, and he stood a while, and he gazed all on her, and he says, I can't sing it, but I'm going to laugh.
You have a wonderful way with the tune. There's a song that I absolutely love, and I think you may know it, called Van Diemen's Land.
Diamond's Land, yeah.
There'll be...
As I rode out one evening, and you want to join me.
I sing it a different way.
Do you?
I rambled out one evening, and it's on the month of June.
What? Go on.
I can't sing it right. And the street and two churchyard to view in noble tone. I overheard an old man saying, as the tears run from his old eyes, you beneath the cold clay today, where Peter crowed.
Just by the nature of that one song that she sang, which was, compared to all the other songs on the project, was obviously one that was a unique version of a song that is not very well known. I knew that that was a singer who had something special. And she has a very unique and very full version, which is a bit of a version of Van Diemen's and another song which I don't know, which has kind of entered into the story. It's very strange the way the common version of the song has kind of adapted a whole other aspect of the story, which kind of enters in throughout the narrative.
For you break my heart to see you there, a stirring gallantry.
Why were you so excited when you found out that she was next door?
Because I've never recorded Van Diemen's Land before. And it's a song I love. I sing pretty much that version myself. I've never heard it being sung. But I wasn't expecting her to have the repertoire that she does and have that voice. You know, she's got such a beautiful, clear tone and long, still notes. It's a very lonely way of singing. It's completely the opposite of Thomas's way of singing, which is ornamented and decorative, and Molly's is kind of peaceful, and we were very lucky there.
Because you are an old fig and bod. You died for liberty.
No.
I'm a bad singer.
Beautiful singer. Okay.
With that single visit alone to Pavey Point and meeting Molly, Sam Lee's first song collecting trip to Dublin has been a great success. and he promises to come back and visit Molly again and to hear more of her songs and to share some of his own. While Sam's work here in Dublin is over for this trip, the real work of preserving and sharing these songs has only just begun.
I really think it's a great, you've done a great job.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's still only starting out, but now you have all the Connors people, it's time to... Well, you have a load of the Connors people. Get all the other families.
Yeah, yeah.
There's loads. Mahons, Stokes, Delaney's, Joyce's. Think of every name you can think of.
Yeah.
And there's singers there.
Each song collecting trip is different. They can be exhausting, challenging, and often bitterly disappointing. But at the same time, they can also be euphoric and incredibly rewarding. So for now, there's no sign of this young Jewish singer from Kentish Town, Sam Lee, and his traveller historian friend, Thomas McCarthy, stopping any time soon.
I'd like to think that, you know, after this trip, Thomas is now going to get a...
The bug has been bitten. We're
gonna...
been bitten by the bug.
We're going to get you some technology and send you out there.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, you know, because there's so much still out there.
Oh, England, oh, England, I'll not say more. For I'm worn out with fever cast down to death's door. And if ever I live to see 7 years more, then I would think of my darling.
The Collectors was presented and produced by Julian Clancy. The programme is available as a podcast from RTE Podcasts and from the usual podcast platforms. We welcome your comments and observations by email features.lyricfm@rte.ie.